Associate Professor of Appalachian Studies Emily Satterwhite is not a huge fan of horror movies, but she's forcing herself to keep her eyes open, even during the gory parts, to take a closer look at what's behind their growing popularity and what they say about rural Appalachia.
I was intrigued by how many have a rural setting and how and why this same story told over and over again continued to have the capacity to be pitched as horror, or what there could be about the rural that would be so fearful.
Satterwhite lays out the kind of familiar plot line which has become a trope, a cue for viewers that it's time to be afraid.
You have your outsiders coming to go camping or traveling through the rural backwoods. There might be a cabin, and they'll be set upon by locals, and they won't make it out alive in the most recent versions.
Yo, Chuck, speed up, man.
Yeah, man, speed up.
Yeah, guys, this is my dad's car, so if I go any faster, he will kill me.
Oh, we are in hillbilly country now, boys.
The 2010 spoof, Tucker and Dale vs. Evil, starts out like so many horror movies with that fateful camping trip, but soon turns the horror movie genre upside down, giving us a different perspective on the usual themes.
Just because it does such a beautiful job of lampooning all of the stereotypes about what there is to be feared in the woods. And of course, in that movie, it turns out that it's the prejudices of the young people, the outsiders, that are the thing that they should fear the most, because that's what gets them into trouble, is their assumptions that the men wearing overalls are the bad guys.
Satterwhite wrote a book called Dear Appalachia: Readers, Identity, and Popular Fiction since 1878. And when it comes to horror movies, she says, there are real effects from the way rural Appalachia is portrayed. For example, she's heard from people promoting the travel industry in West Virginia that some people are afraid to visit because horror movies have scared them away.
It's very obvious to me how harmful the stereotypes are and how negative they are. But what I'm really interested in is if one of the reasons for the fascination, for the continuous coming back to the idea of a rural world cut off from the rest of the nation and the world, is a kind of wishfulness about that. A fear of it, sure, what would happen if I went in any kind of fish out of water scenario, but also for that particular fish out of water scenario to be popular again and again, I wonder if people really want to believe that there can be a place that is somehow escaped consumer capitalist society, for better and for worse. But it's the better part that I'm really curious about, and that's one reason that I'm combing through hundreds and thousands of online customer reviews, trying to see if there's any evidence to back me up on this hunch.
Satterwhite will teach a humanities seminar next semester at Virginia Tech on the function of horror movies. I'm Robbie Harris.
Are you sure we should be doing this? This is still a crime scene.
Sack up, Billy. It's called investigative journalism for a reason.
Yeah, but don't we need like a press pass or a permit or something?
Press pass this! You know, the police missed something here. I can feel it. What do you say, Billy? Won't a Peabody Award look great up on your...
Oh! 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 Oh!